And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Fisherman's Landing. Gonna have a great show. It's biting. Amazing. Unbelievable. And it's still Memorial Day weekend. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com. Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealer. It's time to make some wakes, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The Yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's Best Behavior Day again today. I got both the bosses standing by.
Oh, yeah.
My P's and Q's.
Better be. Yeah, right, dog?
Good morning, boys.
Hey, what's going on this morning? Hey. We're just getting excited here talking about all these bluefin. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I mean, yesterday was a day.
You know, there's been
a lot
of...
The day before was the day.
A lot of those that are
the day. But it's a lot of visual, though. That's the problem, is you're seeing a lot, and it's hard to get a bite, right?
Well, that's bluefin, but enough people are getting bites, and my goodness, the bites are the right bites. You know, everything this year so far has been that, you know, 50 to 80, we've been calling it. You know, really nice fish, just so stoked to have it in our local waters. And every once in a while you hear a rumor about, you know, well, we think we saw some bigger ones. Well, the bigger ones are officially here and biting. Multiple fish in the last week, well over 100 pounds, and
100 pounds, 30 miles from home.
Yeah, Yeah, and some of these fish are now starting to flirt with that, you know, above 150 range.
Yeah.
It's really getting exciting. It kind of makes you change your tactic because we've been saying, okay, don't take anything less than 40. Well, you know, I think you might have to change your tune now and, you know, get that 60 and 80 and 100-pound stuff out. But, you know, it's tough to get a bite, so... It's really gotten interesting the last few days.
Yeah. I go into the shop all the time right now and say, what do I need to use? You know, and there's no black or white right answer. It's just a matter of weighing your pros and your cons. I mean, I would say a true 80% of these fish are being caught on artificial casting lures. Surface iron being what's taking the majority of the fish. Well, you can't cast a surface iron on a Talica 25 and 80 pound. I mean, you can, but you can't. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. So you got to start weighing out, well, do I want to fish the gear that I can get the bite on, or do I want to fish the gear that I can land the fish on? And where's the gray area where those two things collide? And that's the question that doesn't have an answer. You know,
the mystery of the bluefin, right?
Well, with that said, there have been some surface iron fish over 100 pounds caught this week, and going to throw it out there, Buzz Brizendine, 118 pounds.
Yesterday.
No, this is a few days ago.
Okay.
On a surface iron. Just congratulations to him. And there's been a couple others that I know of, and I'm sure more that we don't know of.
Oh, yeah.
But, I got a cool story with that. Yesterday at the shop, Brandon Nelson, who's a friend of the shop and a buddy, his dad and he were fishing on their skiff, local, and I weighed in a 124-pound bluefin that they caught yesterday on a Trinidad 20 and 40-pound and a 10-foot CalStar 100 mag.
Oh.
And the cork tape on that rod, like you just peeled it apart from the bottom from rail rodding the heck out of the thing.
They need a wind grip.
And you're right.
Yeah.
It's in the shop right now for some repairs.
You need something.
Who knows? But, like, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You got to fish the gear to get the bite, and then once you do.
Yep. Then deal with it.
Hang on and go for it.
So that was a surface iron fish.
Yeah, surface iron.
Any particular surface iron?
I don't think that, again... Even the surface iron thing, you've got the two gray areas that you want to miss. As we all know, a surface iron has to swim good to get a bite. That's the key factor number one. But we also know tuna fishing, your odds go down hooking that fish with a treble hook, and a lot of treble hooks that are on jigs today certainly aren't meant for catching a 100-pound tuna. So a lot of guys are putting single hooks on, but then your jig doesn't swim as good. But when you do get a bite, you hang your fish better. So there's just so much of that. You know, well, what's better, column A or column B?
You got to just throw it out there and hope you put it on the boat.
And so to answer your question, no, I don't think so. I don't think that there's one surface iron that's better for catching a bluefin. Just
okay,
a good
so
one
let me ask you both this
I'm going to throw one out
okay,
there
go
before
ahead,
you
though.
Go that I think you need to cast a surface iron that does not have a thin wire 3-0 hook.
Correct.
Which for yellowtail, that jig's got to be dancing like a butterfly. But for the bluefin, I think it's maybe slightly less critical. And if you do get a bite and pull real hard, you're going to straighten a hook. So
how do you know
I do agree with that,
what
sure.
hook that is, what is on your jig?
Well, you bring it to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and we'll assess it for you.
Okay.
I mean,
and what if it has the wrong hook? Can you put a new hook on?
Either put a new hook or get another jig. But
okay.
I just don't think it's a good idea right now to be throwing that little Mustad 3561 3-0 because
is that
it will
the standard
straighten.
Hook on a.
It's a fairly standard hook on a lot of the surface
irons. 45, 7X.
And so you probably want to consider modifying your hooks, and I would say you probably want to consider throwing 50 pound on your surface iron reel instead of 40, just so you, and if nothing else, that gives you the abrasion resistance when they suck it down and, you know, past the ring, which they will.
I have a question about hooks on surface iron. I have like a line of surface irons on my workbench that need new treble hooks.
Yep.
You know, welded ring type of thing. Do you guys do that kind of stuff?
We do.
You do?
We do it all the time. Hooks rust out. A lot of guys are real twitchy about replacing their treble hooks because if they have a good swimming jig and you put a hook that's a different weight or shape, it can affect the way the jig swims.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if your hook is toast, you got to replace it. So we'll replace it with whatever you want or whatever is the most similar to what you have if you want to keep that action the same.
So here was my thought. We've seen bluefin all over the place, 100-pounders, 150-pounders. Robert Pettigo had one that was 175, 180, something like that with
giant,
Harlan
Burke. Yeah.
Just
giant.
A giant one the
yep.
other day. You're seeing all these things. You're throwing stuff at them. You finally get a bite. Is it better to get a bite and lose that fish because you got a bite, or is it better not to get a bite?
I think you have to set in your mind a minimum tackle that you're willing to go, and I'd say the minimum is 40-pound test.
Okay. You can land a big fish on 40,
It's been done.
Especially bluefin. Yeah.
So if you're throwing 30, you know, I got to go finicky, don't even bother. It's just not worth it. You're going to be there for an hour and a half and lose the fish, blow half your fishing day.
But you didn't answer the question. Would you rather hook it with something you know they might have a better chance to bite, a better swimming jig that maybe has an inadequate hook, or not even hook that fish?
With bluefin, there's no way to
know.
You're
not answering the question.
But there is no answer.
Would you rather hook the fish? Would Ricky?
Well, I mean,
yeah, sure you won't answer
the
question.
No, I'm saying sure you would rather hook it because that's the, you know, at least you have a chance, but it depends on how your day is going.
Yeah.
That's not a black or white answer. So, you know, let me ask you this. Would you rather hook a fish and pull on it for 3 hours and lose it?
No.
Or would you rather continue fishing spot after spot after spot?
No
and,
bite.
And potentially you hook one three spots later, but you're never going to know if you're going to hook one three spots later on the right gear because you spent your whole day pulling on that fish with the wrong tackle.
That's the problem.
Let's put it this way.
You hook the right fish on the wrong gear, you're wasting all the time during prime time.
There have
when
been
biting.
Fish
you're
this
right.
week hooked on 100-pound test on the kite.
Right.
There, you know, I'm sure there's also been fish hooked on 20 and 25-pound test. In that 40, 50, 60, 80 is the range where you should be fishing.
Right.
And sometimes you're going to get a bite on 80 just because you found the right fish and you set it up perfect. And other times you can throw 20 out there and never get a bite. So you've got to have some kind of a minimum in your mind that you're willing to deal with. And the minimum should be 40-pound test. That's minimum at this point.
Yeah.
And I would say now it's getting 50 and 60 because these bigger fish are in the local waters. So I'd rather have a chance to hook it and have the right gear. You got to have a little of both. There's never going to be a perfect scenario. I'd rather hook it on a 50 wide and 130-pound top shot, but
that's the point I was trying to make. Is a lot of guys, you go on. We learn this on long range trips on the Royal Star, Royal Polaris. The guy drops down to 60 or 80, and there's 300 pounders swimming around, and the captain comes over and says, "Don't do it, don't do it." Right?
And you're right.
And you get a bite, and you finally get a bite. You've had a bad day, it's get a bite, but you know the things in color at color, and you got the fish of a lifetime, and you lose it.
If your goal is just go out and catch some fish, and most of these fish are 40 to 60 pounds, and you're throwing 40 pound, and you accidentally hook a 175 and lose it, that's one scenario. If your goal is to catch fish of a lifetime, all I care about is that 150 plus pound fish, then you better be fishing 60 or 80.
Fish the right stuff.
Yeah.
You got it nailed. I mean, how many people say, you know, and it's there's times of day when those things want to bite, or times when they got the bait pushed up and they let their guard down and they get just absolutely dumb, and you know. Just because you didn't get a bite the first three quarters of the day, it's not necessarily because you were fishing the wrong tackle. It's because the fish weren't, you didn't have the right spot or the right setup or get on them in front of them. Maybe you were approaching them the wrong direction, and maybe the spot now is so fired up that they want to eat something. And like you said, if you went about it thinking, well, the only reason I'm not getting a bite is because I'm fishing 60. I'm going to drop down to 30. Well, that fish would have eaten 60 probably just as good. You just got to put the right –
Especially with our artificial lure.
How many times do they eat it on the second crank? I mean,
exactly.
they're going crazy, and their eyes are blurred over, and they're eating everything in sight.
That's a good point. I mean, how many times do you get a bite on the second crank versus the 10th crank?
Yeah.
Way more, right?
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. So they're just eating it.
Yep.
You know, and part of that, too, is, you know, to when those fish are on spots like, and it depends on the spot you're on. I mean, so obviously, there's been some Panama-style foamers where it doesn't matter. But a lot more of it is turns with small packs of fish that maybe broke off of a big pack. And it's important for your cast with an artificial to land in that
in
spot.
The
I mean,
spot.
That's what it takes more than not to get a bite is the ability to cast a long way and so that you can stay off of the fish enough to not put them down, but put your lure in the spot. I mean, it needs to be in the whitewater. So there again goes back to, well, you have to be fishing with gear that's going to allow you to do that.
Can you throw 60 as far as you can throw 40? No.
Definitely not.
Nope.
Yeah. So if it means getting into the spot with 40...
go.
But here's another one. If you're going to fish surface iron, and you know, you're going to throw your Taddy C or your Sala 7X. With 7X weighs more, you're going to get a further cast. Yep. You might as well throw a little heavier one. Probably also has a bigger hook. You know, there's so many little nuances.
Yes,
but that's what's so fun.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
The shop right now is
oh, my God.
And I'll say this, too. The guys that work on our store are just we're all crazed idiots.
Maniacs.
Like, this is all this is all anybody talks about all day, every day.
After
right
going
now.
Fishing with Doug and Brandon, surface iron, yellowtail fishing, yes, you're all crazy.
Yeah.
I can fully agree with that. I was just standing there just going, oh my God, look at these guys.
True. We love it. You should have seen last night. So obviously, yesterday was a very good day. There was a lot of big fish that got weighed in. There was a lot of fish around, a lot of fish seen. People that were working yesterday were just like, okay, I need to, who can cover my shift? I need to trade this day. You need to help me on this. I will help you on that. I'll give you my Wednesday if you take my Thursday. And then like, okay, it's on. Rigging's going down. It was just, it was wild. It's so much fun, dude.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
big fish.
And it's May.
It's May.
Yep.
It's
Memorial
May.
Day weekend.
But, you know, this is sort of a little bit of a pattern in the last few years. Yeah. We've had bluefin. Normally they've been showing up a little bit further down the coast. But the last 2 years, for sure, we've had fish here by Memorial Day weekend. And I think it's good because people are a little bit more prepared for that this year. You know, we're starting our season in the middle of July, and now all of a sudden we're starting at the middle of May, even April this year. My goodness.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'll tell you what, with it being Memorial Day weekend, and don't forget the reason for Memorial Day weekend is those that died for our freedom. And this is the time to remember those people that did, and be very grateful and memorialize them for sure.
Yep.
So
100%.
Make sure to think about that.
We got that day.
Yes, indeed. And so when you make that cast, dedicate one of those casts and those fish to one of those people that died for our freedom.
I like it.
Good call.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding, man. This is like one of my favorite shows. So fun having Doug in here and so much to talk about. I mean, you want to talk about the guru there is on fishing tackle and getting you set up and everything else that's going on. It's Doug, and we're going to have a blast talking about it. If you want to come talk some fishing, talk some tackle with us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, we would really like to hear from you. There's two ways you can reach us this morning, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking all your questions, talking lots of good fishing today, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, first of which includes a six-pack of live deception jigs from our good friends at Ahi USA. And with that, a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So you're going to get to come
to
a shopping spree, get your jigs all picked out for catching these big eels bluefin. It's going to be on. So, again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090, give us a call. We're going to talk tackle. We're going to talk liberty. We're going to talk everything this morning, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Looking for a new exciting fishing excursion this year? Come to Cedros Island for a kayak trip. Cedros Tackle is pleased to announce the completion of their newly built casita. Enjoy their beautiful secluded home with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. All tours will use Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience on Cedros Island. Travel light and leave your tackle at home if you'd like, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear, which includes Phoenix rods and Daiwa reels. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by staff while you sit by the fire and enjoy the views of Mount Cedros. If you dream of catching a 10-pound calico bass or 40-pound yellowtail, Cedros Tackle will put you right in the spots where you'll be casting at fish that may have never seen a jig before. Come join Jeff, Omar, and the gang for a beautiful trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedrostackle.com for more information and to book your trip.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You know, so much going on, and I can't even fathom that a week from today after the show, I'll be flying down to join our group at Rancho Leonero for our 20th anniversary tournament at Rancho Leonero that actually starts a week from yesterday. It starts on Saturday. Mr. Bob Blum, the tournament director, and his lovely assistant, Carol, will be helping out, and Pam and the whole gang, assistant to the assistant to director there, and then I just kind of come in and
grab a margarita,
and oversee when they're coming in because the first day of fishing will be next week. But it's going to be a great time, and if you missed out on this tournament, we have another great tournament coming in October. It's our 22nd annual Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. This fall, it's almost a guarantee it's going to be great fall. It's because back to normal conditions now, October 6th through 10th. It's, of course, in memory of our good friend Lou Duchesne, who the Rancho Leonero tournament is also in memory of our friend Lou Duchesne, and the whole gang will be down there, Ellie and the gang and Tom. But it's sponsored again by Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial. $500 for the largest tuna, $500 for the largest wahoo or dorado, thanks to Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial. There's still spots available to go down to Palmas de Cortez October 6th through the 10th and have a chance to win all these prizes. It doesn't cost a penny to get into this tournament. You just have to be a part of our group, and you get to win these prizes, lots more prizes, including a trip to come back and defend your title.
Speaking of that, Chucky Van Warmer was in the shop yesterday picking up gear, and he was just saying, you know, the no BS anything, that his outlook on this year was exactly as you just described. He said this is going to be fantastic, that they're already seeing, which I guess he said is a little on the early side, big schools of that nice school-sized tuna, you know, the 15 to 40-pound fish, big schools of it up above. They're seeing that bigger solitary fish on porpoise on the banks down below, all within reach of the East Cape. Good Dorado already showing. He said, like, all the signs that you want to see for a good year are in place. And, I mean, obviously he was up buying a bunch of gear because of it. You know, this wasn't like an optimistic thing. This was, I'm buying tackle because it's on.
So, and we'll hear from John Ireland here shortly. But, like I say, Rancho Leonero's tournament has been sold out for quite a while. Don't miss out on this Palmas tournament. It's a great time. It's good fun. And here's a little bonus thing we've put together thanks to Rick over at Sport Fishing Financial. The final day awards night, we're going to have a big pig roast on the beach.
That's cool.
Yeah, sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial. So they're going to do a whole pig, and we're going to have margaritas and beers and a pig roast to celebrate this great place. So sign up now, VanWarmerResorts.com. Call them 877-77-TUNA, 777-TUNA. It's a great group, a great time. Do it October 6th. 10.
I like
you
it.
Won't
man.
Be sorry.
That's cool.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Literally every single line is full. We're going to start it off with Dick, who's calling us in San Diego this morning. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Wow, what a great way to celebrate a Memorial Day weekend and then lick our chops for big fishing in June. Considering who we have as the guest this morning, Doug, I've got a couple questions for you. and I know you've got your trusty right-hand man there with Rick. Can you talk a little bit about tackle storage? It kind of struck me that we've come a long way from the wood tackle box days, and I was kind of wondering what the latest and greatest approach to, you know, taking that battery of gear aboard a long range trip is.
Yep.
And then the second question is, where do we stand with wire? A few years ago, the whole you can tie directly to this braided wire thing was all the rage. And I'm wondering, with the ongoing argument between, you know, using straight floral or wire for Wahoo, what the current sentiment is.
Yep. Well, let's start with the tackle storage, and that's always a tough one. But I'm going to say, you know, the wood boxes are gone. The SKB plastic box has kind of taken over the hard case. And then you see a lot of soft cases, and they come in all different configurations, top loading, front loading, small, big. And I'm going to say, if, you know, depending on the length of the trip, I would have some kind of a deck box that has all the, you know, hooks and jigs and things that you're going to use on kind of a daily basis. And then maybe keep a secondary duffel bag with some backup, so you don't have to have this giant tackle box out on deck, but that you can bring everything you want to bring. And I would say a front loading for a long-range boat works better, because the tackle storage are cubbies, and it's tough to lift the lid if you can't get one of the top shelves. So probably a medium-sized front loading, and the soft boxes are a little bit lighter weight. They're not going to last as long, but if you're a long-range fisherman and you don't do a lot of private boat fishing, they're going to probably stay in good shape for, you know, several years before you have to replace them due to a zipper failure or, you know, the fabric getting crusty and tearing through. So, you know, they've got, you know, you're probably familiar with the Plano 3600 and 3700 plastic inserts. That's what most of these boxes use. So you've got four or five of those. You can have one with, you know, just all your hook selection. Have one with some jigs. Then you've got some, you know, a little bit more bulk storage up top and zippered pouches. You can put your fluorocarbon and your tools and that kind of thing. And then if you just, you know, if it's a crazy jig trip where you've got to have, you know, 50 jigs, you can keep some of those in your stateroom. Just have, you know, a dozen or 15 jigs out on deck. And, you know, same thing with your backup on the fluorocarbon. No need for some giant tackle box up top. As far as the, oh, go ahead, Rick.
I was gonna totally agree and say the nice thing about having a box that has a standard size insert box like a Plano 36 or 3700 is if you're a guy that does several long range trips a year, but also goes day and a half fishing and things like that, you know, you may not need to dedicate a box to Wahoo bombs, you know, when you're going on your overnight trip, so you can easily slide that thing out, throw it in the garage, and then slide in another 3600 that's full of mega baits and flat falls and things you'd be using a lot more often. So
absolutely,
I just totally agree. I think
you have multiple boxes and you cater those boxes
totally
in your tackle storage that you're taking on the boat to what you want.
Even on a long range trip, you know, you go to Seed Roast the first day, let's say, and so you keep all your yo-yo jigs out there, and then okay, we're gonna go to the rocks, you know, maybe swap out and put some Wahoo casting jigs in there, whatever. You can be a little bit versatile that way and still have all your stuff with you, but, you know, have it manageable up on the deck.
Might have a dozen Plano boxes on the shelf in your garage, but slide in the four or five that you need for whatever trip you're doing.
A dozen?
Well, you know.
I've got about 50.
But you own a tackle store.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You're the tackle guru.
I'm a tackle junkie.
Yeah. Tackle junkie, tackle guru, the whole thing. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of tackle guru, you're also now Fisherman Landing guru because you're part owner of Fisherman's Landing. How is the Liberty coming along?
You know, it's just like chilling, gives you goosebumps to think about. I got to Fisherman's Landing in 1986. I was at Hook, Line, and Sinker in 81, and so I've been in the neighborhood a long time, and the first year that I got over there, you know, I was begging Bill and Frank, you know, we need a half and a three-quarter day boat, you know, and all I wanted to do was sell a bunch of jigs, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, Bill had always said, you know, we're the long-range landing, and we'll let the other guys do the half and three-quarter. Well, in my opinion, you know, to be a full-service landing, you know, you want to offer every trip that's available out of San Diego, and you know, if somebody starts on the half day and then they get excited and see all those yellowtail coming in on three quarter, they graduate to that, and then they graduate to a tuna trip and then a long range trip. You know, I'm so excited. We're going to have literally everything available that a saltwater fisherman could possibly want. And this Liberty, it's an 85-foot boat. super thick wood plank boat, just, you know, beefy as can be. Lots of room for jig casting, more bait than some long range boats. We went down there, I think, did it say 300 scoops?
I don't remember, but it was
crazy.
300 scoops. It's,
yeah, they use it as a jacuzzi in the off season.
Wow. Let me see this thing, dude. It's crazy.
And we completely redid the galley. We got the raw seawater going. I mean, it's everything's been freshly painted and upgraded, all, you know, all the electronics. I mean, it's just going to be, and then, you know, I'm going to say probably the number one thing is we've got Taro. He is a seasoned three-quarter day fisherman. He's one of the best in the fleet. Everybody respects him. We never hear any comment, but, you know, they're so excited that he's going to be there. And then this will be the only three-quarter day boat that has bunks. And you know how that is. You get some of these, especially summer trips that are, you know, a little bit extended, and guy drives down from Orange County or L.A., and, you know, they have to get up at 3 in the morning. Well, if you're going to the rock pile, you got 3 hours. You just rack out, wake up refreshed, and then same thing coming home. I used to do that on the when we did the overnight trips. Coming home from the Coronados, you take a power nap, and you go to the Padre game. You know, you, it's a huge thing to be able to get that little nap in. So
what are we looking at timing-wise? I mean, good things take time, and it's taken a little more time than we had originally anticipated. What are we looking at now that Taro's going to be running those three-quarter-day trips out of Fisherman's Land?
Well, in my mind, it's always been July 1st. And, okay. You know, it just things do take their time. You get, you know, some little part, you know, that you can't get, or, you know, we had to have an inspection, and the paperwork with the government takes, you know, several weeks, and we're going through that. So, but I'm just going to say, you know, a year from now, we're not even going to think about it.
No.
Whether it's 2 weeks late or a month late, we're going to be fishing in July, and we're going to be catching a lot of fish. I can't wait to wing a jig off the bow of that thing.
Yeah.
The thing that was so cool about the project is, you know, I mean, as fishing styles and techniques and, you know, in vogue things change, well, here was an opportunity to take what was a good boat, chop it apart, and build it into a perfect boat. And that's what was done. You know, everything was changed just to make
an optimum
fishing boat.
They just basically ripped everything out almost, huh?
Yeah, the galley was a squatty little galley, and the bunk room was taking up a lot of space that could be used elsewhere. It had, you know, back in the day we did 60 bunks. Well, now you don't need 60 bunks, so I mean, there was some serious sawzall cutting, and that galley area was extended way back.
Huge.
And it's still, it's still back there behind the bait tank. There's more room than, you know, as much as a long range boat, I'm going to
pretty awesome.
Gonna say.
Speaking of bait tanks, the Searcher.
God.
Amazing. That's a jacuzzi. So what Art and the guys did on the Searcher is they do natural history trips during the winter.
Yep.
And they made it so that the bait tank can be removed and they can put seating in there for the people watching whales or birds or whatever they're going to do. Well, when the real work comes and then we go fishing on the Searcher, they built this brand new, incredible bait tank, right?
Yep. Yes.
So sweet.
Yeah.
The dimensions are slightly different, so it gives you a little bit more room than you had before to get around the bait tank. And it's going to hold much more bait. And even just the plumbing that they did is so Sano and pristine. I mean, it's just it's one of the nicest bait tanks you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. No, and so those of you that have trips booked on the Searcher,
you're
including the three Let's Talk hookup trips in July, day and a half trips or whatever, three-day trip on the Searcher, you're really stoked.
Yeah, you're stoked. Yeah.
Speaking of stoked, I'm stoked. Ricky's.
I'm bummed.
You're bummed.
I know exactly what's going on.
A week from today, I'll be getting off the show and headed down on Alaska Airlines to Rancho Leonero for our 20th anniversary Rancho Leonero tournament. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, you know, it's too bad, Doug, you're not coming down for this tourney because it's looking like it's going to be a good week next week.
Awesome.
This week has sure been good. This week has been... the fishing's improved every week. It was a slow start, but it's been getting better every week. And literally, pretty much every pelagic game fish that we normally catch has been around all week. Yeah, they really have. Give you an idea, Doug and Kathy Dennett from Oregon fished 5 days on a super pong, and they picked up 13 Dorado, 4 Wahoo, 12 Pompano, 7 Cabrillo and Pargo, a 60-pound Amberjack, 2 Marlin, lots of rooster fish, big as 50 pounds, and even a rainbow runner, first rainbow runner I've ever seen down here. Yeah, that's right. It's really going off right now. The fishing has really, really picked up. Jack Nielsen was down fishing on Jenner, and they fished for 5 days. And not many people are staying on the marlin and just exclusively fishing them. Of course, Jack loves to catch the billfish. They released 15 striped marlin and a couple sales mixed in there and 5 days of fishing on Jenner. Give you some kind of idea of the bill fishing as well. Yellowfin are up and down all week. They're on schools of porpoise further outside, a bigger fish to 30 pounds. Inside on the drop-offs, White Cliffs south of Dinoramis, up around Iman Bank, lots of 5 to 15-pound tuna. What we're doing now is we're selling a squid at the pier, and they're using chunk bait, and that's working real well with them. That and Ballyhoo. Dorado, we've caught more Dorado so far this year than we did all last year. A good, consistent Dorado bite. Everybody's picking up at least one or two per boat. Not real big fish, 7 to 10 pound fish. Darker colored hoochies are working best for them. Wahoo, a real good Wahoo bite. I can't remember a year that's been as consistent as this for the past couple of months. About every third boat is picking one up, and the average fish is 40 to 60 pounds. They're loving the Rapalas and the X-Raps, the darker colors. They're taking them for whatever reason. And lots around from Punta Colorado down. They're in the same areas as the Dorado, so the gang's fishing for the Dorado and the Wahoo in the same spots and they're doing real well. Bill Fisher outside off of La Rivera and south, pretty close inside. Again, not much pressure on them. Everybody's going for the game fish. Lots of them around. Inside Cabrilla, big amberjack. We had a big amberjack this week, went about 75 pounds. Lots of roosters biting. 50-pound roosters are not common. It's good right now. It's good. And I expect it to improve over the course of the week, Pete. It was a full moon on top of everything else, and they were still biting like crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable. Perfect timing for our Let's Talk Hookup 20th anniversary. Dr. Bob Blum and his lovely assistant Carol and lovely assistant Pam are going to be down there helping out with the tournament on Saturday. And I'll be down on Sunday after the show and join the fun. And again, I got to say, everybody is going to get a collector item tournament T-shirt for the 20th anniversary. You put together the most awesome T-shirt. It's really great. Of course, we have $500 cash for the largest Wahoo or Dorado, $500 cash for the largest tuna, courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial, and statewide stripes. I know the guys are going to be down there. Dave and Rick will be down there presenting those checks to the winners, joining us for the tournament. It's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. And John, thanks for putting everything together, and they're going to get collector item trophies. And it's a fun group, right?
It's a fun group. It's a great group. And you know, something I didn't mention is the weather's beautiful as well. It's in the mornings are high 60s, low 70s. It's cooling off in the evening, mid 80s during the day. The weather's really excellent as well. So it's everything's working for us this year. It's going to be a good year.
Stoked, John. All right. Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero, any spots available coming up?
We do, you know, spots through June. We're pretty darn busy in June. July, we have more rooms, but there are a few openings in June. And then July and August, we do have openings. And, again, fishing's darn good. It's worth coming down, I think, this year for sure.
Yeah. You know, I saw Pete and Mike from Kustler Yachts yesterday. I was down at the Konakai and saw them at Kustler. They just got back from Rancho Llanero and just raving about it, trying to figure out in their calendar when the next time they can go down.
Nice guys. We enjoyed having them.
First time at Rancho Llanero, they loved it. Yeah, so
they brought the family down, the baby, and everything. They had a great time.
That's
nice
cool.
Guys, for sure.
Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero,
800-646-2252 or rancholanero.com.
All right, John. We'll see you on Sunday. We'll talk to you next Sunday morning, and then I'll see you just hours after that at Rancho Llanero. Have a margarita ready.
Yeah, I will, buddy. I look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, John. Thanks,
John.
All right, take care. Okay, I got to bring up real fast when you talked about Dave from Statewide Stripe, that's obviously part of the tournament there. With as crazed maniacs as all of us in the shop are about surface irons, that I don't know if you know that about that guy. That's how he is about marlin lures.
Oh,
I mean, he has an absolute problem with them, for sure.
Like,
oh, yeah. Like, he'll research out and, like, buy super high-end, Hawaiian-made, rad marlin lures, like the Joyees and all these, and local stuff, too, the Mariamas, and, like, I can't tell you how many times he's come in with, like, a box of, like, oh, my God, where'd you get this? Like, I need him rigged, I want this, I want that, like, yeah, statewide stripe day, Asphalt Dave, he's got a problem.
Asphalt
Dave.
He's got a
legitimate problem. He needs some help with it.
That's funny.
That's pretty cool. He's a hardcore marlin dude,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, speaking of statewide stripe, the way I met Dave was through Mark Wheeler at Encinitas Ford. I went fishing with him, taking his boat down to Cabo one time. Speaking of Encinitas Ford, that's right, a week from yesterday, this coming Saturday, June the 4th, it's our first Let's Talk Hookup Ford Dealer remote broadcast, and it is at Encinitas Ford with Captain Mark Wheeler. And your first chance to qualify for that big grand prize, this is a fishing package of the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, that includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. This is like a $6,000-$7,000 package that one person is going to win in September for free. Alaska's flying to Puerto Vallarta, Costa Rica, Hawaii, lots of other great fishing destinations, and you can sign up for their award-winning mileage plan, the best mileage plan in the business, on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. You can also have a chance to win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and the Prize Cowboy will be there giving away a ton of stuff just for showing up. And you can make the cast and have a chance to win, or you can just be one of the random winners. Every time we do this, we're going to do four broadcasts this year, and there's going to be two qualifiers for that great trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines, one random and one of the casting winners. We'll see you Saturday. That's next Saturday, June 4th, at Encinitas Ford. For more details, check out the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and information. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are definitely packed up. Let's talk to John, who's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I wanted to ask you guys, my son won a $500 Savage Gear prize from the CCA. It was a CCA drawing that they had at the Fred Hall show, and so he's not too sure what he wants to do with that, but they sent us a catalog, and I just wondered if you had any suggestions on Savage Gear products, and they make a ton of lures and, you know, a lot of freshwater stuff, a lot of cool-looking swim baits and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it really is going to depend on what kind of fishing he enjoys, because they have some, like, super realistic, like, shrimp baits and various swim baits and things that, you know, are just super lifelike. They also have, you know, the metal flat-style jigs that work for the bluefin and the yellowfin tuna. And so if you guys do saltwater as well, you know, you can kind of go with a variety of stuff. You know, we've carried those in the past, certainly haven't carried much of the freshwater gear, but, you know, they've got, you know, swim baits for bass and, you know, a lot of variety there. Do you guys do kind of a variety of both, freshwater and saltwater?
Yeah, mostly saltwater. We spend most of our time down off San Diego going for tuna and that kind of thing.
Okay, well, I would say being their catalog that they sent you into the shop, we would be more than happy to go through it and kind of give our opinion as to what would work for various situations, and then you can get maybe a variety of stuff. But they definitely have some cool stuff for that, you know, tuna fishing.
Dart-style jigs, yes. Things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to do it. Bring the catalog in, show it to Doug, show it to Rick or one of the guys,
yep.
Ryan, and in the tackle store there, and they'll pick out the right stuff
yep.
for you.
And
all right.
That new 3D line through bluegill they have is bad. Right? I don't know if you can catch a bluefin with it. It's a good looking bluegill bait.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Bart Hall from Fred Hall Shows. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. What a fun show. Three of my favorite people.
What's happening, Bart?
Well, I just got back from Rancho Leonero, too. We were there this week with Jack and everybody. We brought 17 of us down there. And I got to tell you, you're going to have a great time. I think between the 17 of us, you know, we bring a wife and a girlfriend now, so we're mostly interested in pulling on fish and getting them in the boat. I think we caught over 200 fish in 3 days.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, you know, a lot of them were triggerfish. Well, we discovered the joy of triggerfish. And then, as a matter of fact, Travis said, I want to get a triggerfish flag. You figured out they're not just good for ceviche, but they're also good at garlic and butter, and they're great fried. So
no,
we had a great time, and the weather is beautiful. I was out with Santos on the last day, just he and I in a boat, you know, two old guys sitting around, and caught some big pargo and some big jacks, and the weather is unbelievable. It's like a lake. It's just flat, calm. It's not too hot. It's just fantastic.
Good time of the year to be at Rancho Lane Arrow. Looking forward to it. And wish you were going to join us down there next week, Bart.
Well, maybe we can arrange it so our timing is better next year. But I'll tell you, you're going to have a great time. This is one of the best times I ever had. The sunset sitting there out in the patio, the beautiful colors as you're having dinner. Food is great. I love the Mexican food, especially down there. But we ate so much fish, I'm sure I have mercury poisoning.
That's great, Bart.
Good job, Bart.
Well, thanks a lot for the report. Glad you had such a great time at Rancho Lane Arrow.
Yeah, nice listening to you guys, always.
Thanks, Bart. What's for breakfast this morning?
Well, today I'm having coddled eggs with a very special Gouda cheese I have.
Oh, very nice. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Doug. We got catch reports, more tackle information, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, celebrates its 30th anniversary with a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 11th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumas all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano, the latest rods from G Lumas, and all the new line from Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store with special offers available from Shimano, G. Lumas, and Power Pro for this one day only. Every rod and reel in the huge Longfin stock will be on sale Saturday, June 11th only. Plus, you can win great stuff in a raffle at the end of the day. Winner need not be present. Celebrate the Longfin's 30th anniversary with the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 11th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Time for your Power Pro 60-second seminar. We are just talking about throwing something at a bluefin tuna. The Tranks and Power Pro is the stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a reel that has some good power but very easy casting, and you can fill your reel. You know, we were just talking about that, filling a Tranks full of Max Quattro, 80-pound, which gives you the diameter 65 to hold a bunch of line but has that bigger diameter.
And it casts. The Max Quattro, unbelievable how well it casts, too. Right out of the box.
Yep, Doug and Nick Boone came in the shop yesterday wanting an ultimate rig for throwing for something just like that, a light bait, and they bought a Tranks and filled it up full of Max Quattro.
80-pound Max Quattro. So if you're looking to get a good cast and get it out there and hook one of these big, giant bluefin, Max Quattro from Power Pro is what you should be looking for. Check it out at your Power Pro dealer or check powerpro.com.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it, dude. It's time for the Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. We keep talking about it, and it is just absolutely the case. With the fish that you catch, especially what's going on right now with this beautiful bluefin, which is, let's face it, dealing with a 100-pound bluefin is not an easy thing to deal with.
No.
Not only in making appropriate cuts and getting appropriate use out of your fish, but I mean, let's face it, just dealing with a 100-pound tuna carcass is not an easy thing. And why would you not just take it to the very best in the business? They know that that fish is a very valuable item, and they're going to take the best possible care of it at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. They literally are the finest. They're going to treat your catch just like it was their own. And once you try them, you will be hooked. You got to check out fishermansprocessing.com for more details. Or better yet, if you're going on one of the San Diego landings, they're going to meet you right
there. They're
going to
meet you right there. Sean and the gang will be right there ready for you.
That's it. You got a 100-pound bluefin. And how could you not have Raymond carve that thing?
Are you kidding me? Right. Yeah, the best carver in the business.
Yep, get a little
right
sushi
there.
Block, get some nice top loin, you're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Captain Brian Willie, Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you in there this morning?
What's up, Willie?
Doing great. I mean, we making you hungry for some fresh fish?
Oh, man, I want some of that bluefin. Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, I'll kind of get right into it here. You know, we had an interesting week up here. Kind of a mixed up week. You know, at the beginning of the week, we saw the excellent calico bass fishing continue for the half day trips. You know, the same stuff that I've been talking about the last couple weeks. You know, the fly line baits, artificial baits, surface iron, everything was getting bit big time, and it was just solid bass fishing. But then we had a bit of wind on Wednesday night, and it just changed the whole dynamic of the week. The water dropped a few degrees, and it got washed out pretty good. Some areas are green, and man, I hate to say it, but some of the layers are even seeing a little bit of red tinge to it, too. So the last few days have been more or less recovery mode. With that wind, man, a tonnage of red crab ended up in on the beach inside 10 fathoms. So everything, you know, feasting on that. And it really tightened up the bass fishing, made things really difficult. So finding a patch of the cleaner water to fish was really the key to us catching anything on the half days the last few days. You know, we've been fishing in tight, inside like 5 fathom, in on the beach, small little stones bouncing around from spot to spot, trying to put a count together. And even along the kelp lines down the beach, you know, down off Pendleton, North County there, you know, the same deal. You know, water got dirty, and it was just tough bass fishing. But some really consistent bottom fishing on the outside there in the deeper water. I know our three-quarter day guy is getting down there, and making some good catches, but still, you know, some condition sets to work with out there, you know. Couple days of really good current ripping downhill made it real hard to get the lines to the fish. So just kind of adapt and make stuff work was pretty much how the second half of the week played out for us. But still some gorgeous fish making their way into the count. Some really nice rockfish. He had some good score on the reds yesterday with some mixed in salmon groupers, sculpin and stuff like that. Rick over on the Fury has been out at the island there. He had good fishing yesterday too. I think he ended up with like 28 yellows yesterday. He had a good load of bottom fish for his efforts. And he's online every weekend, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, fishing offshore, either San Clemente or Catalina, depending on where that best opportunity is. So we just got a beautiful load of anchovy for bait. Gorgeous. Some of the best anchovy I've seen in a really long time. So we're hoping that we can parlay that into some good bass fish and let things straighten out next day or two. And you should start to see our half-day counts and everything kind of perk up a little bit. So that's kind of what we have going on. Oh, you know, we do also have an exploratory offshore trip one day. I don't remember exactly what day it is this week, but if you guys want to hop on that, I believe it's on the Real Fun. You can call the office. They can get you all the info, kind of go chase some big fish on the vintage boat there. The phone number to the office is 949-496-5794. You can check us out on the web, of course, at danawharf.com. And then we certainly urge you guys, if you want to go half day or three quarter day fishing, to take advantage of that banner ad right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that. It'll give you a code, and you can use that code to book your reservation online.
Save some big bucks. Now, let me think of these two formulas. You have the Basque capital of the West, and anchovies.
There you go.
Oh, wait a minute here. I mean, what's that mean? Wide open calico bass? Are you kidding me?
We hope. You know, Peter, was really weird. Like clouds and clouds and clouds of calico bass, like the first part of the week, and they were biting, right? Kids, first timers, you name it, they're all catching them. And then, like, someone flipped the switch. The red crab came in. And the only thing we were catching is barracuda. Apparently, they don't like the red crab. So,
interesting.
That was it.
Yeah.
So it was frustrating. You know, you end up in the same spot and sure. You don't catch anything. But, you know, that's how it is, right? You got to adapt and take the good with the bad, I suppose.
There it is. Yeah. All right. Captain Brian Woolley, Daniel Warf, Sport Fishing. Again, banner ad on the front page of the website, hookup1090.com. You click on that and you save 30%.
Awesome.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
Yeah. So jump on it and take advantage of it. So thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you. Happy Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Please. Gundy's probably out surf fishing for Memorial Day weekend.
I would bet you're probably right. You know, that'd be a good call. Well, in the meantime, that's going to wrap up our catch report. And, hey, want to remind you, announcing the Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event for a limited time from now through June 15th. Purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. It's going to come with up to $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here. It's Yamaha. You can visit your nearest Yamaha dealer today for more details.
Ken in Pismo Beach. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good show.
Hey, I love Pismo Beach. How's it going up there?
Oh, it's a great spot.
It's a little foggy, but I think it's going to burn off in another couple hours.
You're a ways from Long Beach.
Bay Gray.
Yeah, I'm back up there working at the power plant, just finishing up. But that old dilemma about whether to get the bite or have a heavy enough gear, I think one of the good answers to that is the Stella. That seems to have worked good for me, loaded with super slick 80-pound and a short little 3-foot top shot of 100-pound fluorocarbon. I mean, you can toss that thing a mile, you can get it to the breaking fish, and that Stella will definitely land a 100-pound bluefin, no problem. I caught a 230 on it one time back in North Carolina. It's a heck of a reel.
Yep, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one thing that we have neglected to mention so far during the show is that the poppers have been very effective this year. And certainly being able to get that popper to the fish is critically important. The Stella is the number one spinning reel. It's got more power, the great castability, the reliability, the great drag system. So, yes, that's a very effective reel if you're going to target a big fish on a spinning reel. And there's no doubt about it, you cannot throw a popper with a conventional as well as you can with a spinning reel. So that can be a very effective tool. You know, if there was a slight disadvantage to the spinning, you can't lay it on the rail. And, you know, a lot of these longer fights, I think a lot of people have become accustomed to fighting a fish that way. So you got to be willing to stand up and fight. But, you know, that's certainly a great call. And, you know, even with the conventional gear, the poppers have been pretty darn effective. So I like your take on that one.
I'll add to that something that Pete told me, and I thought for sure, there's no way, dude. There's no way you're telling me this, and that's the effectiveness of actually working a popper with a spinning rod. I there's no way I'd do that just as good as conventional. Pete's like, you're wrong, and you're right, man. There's no doubt. Like,
no.
You cannot get the same action with a conventional rod as you can out of a spinning. You just can't do it.
Yeah, for sure. So, and Ken has had experience in Panama as you have with using a Stella on a popper versus a Trinidad or even a Tranx. You know, Tranx will do it okay because it's a level wind type of reel, but nothing beats a Stella. And the power of being able to turn the handle, as you know, Ken, when you hook a big tuna and you need to turn that handle on a spinning reel, there's no comparison between the Stella and a lesser reel. Although that new, is it called
Twin
the Twin Power by Shimano, has the power for about half the price, right?
That's a great option for a lot of people that don't want to spend the big bucks. It'll nearly do. It's kind of like the Trinidad versus the new Torium.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's twice the money for the Trinidad, and yes, it is a slightly better reel, but the Torium will do the job. It's the same thing with that Twin Power versus the Stella.
Like half the price, but it's more than half.
More than half the reel, exactly.
Yeah, indeed.
Yep, a lot of the same features and technology.
Ken, look forward to the next one.
Yeah, I'll see you guys in Sitka.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour coming your way. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup, more phone calls, more catch reports, more great times. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time, from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer. It's time to make some wakes, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.